Honey, is that you? Yay, welcome home. I'm in the living room. Hi, baby. Did you have a good day at work? Yeah? Aw, I'm glad. Come here. What do you mean, what was that for? I love you, that's all. A loving wife can't make out with her handsome, adorable, hard-working, thoughtful husband. Good. I love getting kisses from you. That's something you can have anytime you want, baby. Oh, you want something a little more tonight? Well, I can't. Not tonight. I'm really tired after work. But on that note, I have something to tell you. It's why I couldn't wait for you to get home. I did something for you, for both of us, really. I hope you're not mad about it. Well, I've been thinking about our sex life a lot, if I'm being honest. We're faced with a tough reality. We both love each other, but you have an insatiable sex drive, and I don't. You like dirty talk, I get too self-conscious about it. You want oral sex, but I'm no good at it, and it doesn't really turn me on. No, it's no one's fault. It's just the world we live in. But I so want to give you more. You're the perfect partner, and I want you to be satisfied. But I also can't stand the thought of opening up our relationship. If I knew you were sleeping with a woman you met online, or getting your dick sucked by some slut you met at a bar, I'd basically lose my mind with jealousy. I wish I could just be the woman you want in bed, but I can't. It's not who I am. But then, I read about this procedure. It's called erotic severance. Basically, you undergo a fairly non-invasive procedure where a chip is inserted into your brain. The chip can be programmed with any kind of personality the subject wants. From that point on, two fully different personalities live within one brain. All you have to do is flip a switch, and the alpha brain goes to sleep, and the severed brain wakes up. So, if you were a lazy person, you could insert a productive personality to get all your work done. If you hated working out, you could program a gym rat who loves to lift weights. And if you were a loving yet prude but jealous wife who just wants to please your partner but has too much self-respect to perform the pornographic acts that you really want, you could totally insert an empty-headed, adorable, submissive, people-pleasing, eager little fuck slut who obeys your every command. And all you have to do, anytime you want sex from me, is flip the switch. Use me. Well, not me. The other me. However you want, until you're satisfied. And then flip me back. I wouldn't notice a thing. And I get to continue my life in the way that works for me. And you'd get to be sexually satisfied. So, what do you think? No, honey. Listen. That's really very sweet of you to not want that for me. But listen. If you could just... I already did it. The procedure is done. See? This is the remote, right here. It'll only respond to your touch, and it's programmed to your fingerprint. Kind of like a smartphone. So you're the only one that can use it. Only you can make her appear. Yeah, I understand. This is totally crazy. I know this isn't exactly what you imagined when you asked me to be a little bit more adventurous in the bedroom, and I know that sex is important to you, more than it is for me, but this is our marriage that we're talking about. This really is like the perfect compromise. You get everything you ever wanted from me, your wife. It's my body, and I'm giving you my consent, and I don't ever have to know. If I'm being honest, babe, this is the ideal for me, too. I just don't have to think about sex as much. And I just don't really think about it at all anyway. So, the other me will think of nothing but sex. And I don't have to think of sex at all. Doesn't that sound great? Look, do you want me to debate the ethics of our rapidly changing technology landscape all fucking day? Or do you want to give it a try? I'm serious. Let's take it for a whirl. Think of it as an early birthday present. I promise. It's okay. I'll see you when it's all over. I love you, honey. I love you so much. Now do it. Good morning, Daddy. Nice to meet you. How are you today? Oh, it's nighttime? Well, it's morning for me. It's morning whenever you choose to wake me up. I'll be so grateful to you every time you wake me up. Would you like a rundown of how I work? Of course, Daddy. Think of me as a completely different person from your wife. It may help to give me a different name. That way you can tell us apart. You can call me whatever you like. It doesn't have to be a real name. You could just call me slut, or maybe bitch, or even little fucking cunt. Whatever you want. I can be bubbly and cute, or submissive and horny, or I can be an insatiable, rapid jerk-off fantasy that just needs you to stuff her full of your fat cock right fucking now. Or I can just be your living sex doll with one purpose, to offer my holes to whatever you want and deliver your filthiest, darkest fantasies. All you gotta do is say so. Isn't that great? Modern science is so wonderful, isn't it? Without it, I wouldn't even exist. And then I'd never get to please you, Daddy. I wouldn't be around to provide you with the 100% free-use, empty-headed fuck slave that you deserve. I live for your pleasure, and your pleasure alone. Submitting to you is my one purpose, and it's the only thing that gives me satisfaction. In some ways, you're my god, and I am but a lowly, wretched, worthless, stupid, needy, eager, horny bitch slave that just needs to be a receptacle for your hot loads of cum. What's the matter, Daddy? Is it strange hearing these filthy words come out of your wife's mouth? Oh, Daddy, I'm not your wife tonight. I'm your little cunt. And as strange as this might be, we haven't even started yet. Imagine how odd it'll be to watch your wife strip for you. Like this. First, I reach behind my back and untie this halter top sundress. Then, I can just let it fall, exposing my perfect, round, tan, suckable tits. Do you like these tits, Daddy? They're yours. They belong to you, just like the rest of my body. It's all your property. You want me to pinch my nipples for you, Daddy? Fuck. I love rolling my fucking nipples in my fingers, Daddy. Oh, it's so good. My pussy's getting so wet putting on a show for you. Are your wife's nipples this sensitive? You don't know? Aw, boo. She really doesn't let you do anything. Does she? Well, let's not worry about her. She's not here right now, is she? This is what she wanted for you. She wanted to give you what she could never be. A naked, needy, begging, limitless, brainless little cunt who will never say no to you. Is your cock hard, Daddy? Do you like when I call you Daddy? Would you rather I call you Sir? Master? Boss? My Lord? My God? My King? You're all those things to me. I'll call you whatever you want. Well, that's the introduction. I've been yapping my worthless little fuckhole long enough. Do you get the rules now? You command. I obey. Nothing's off the table. I'm naked, my king. What orders do you have for your slave? What do you want your little cunt to do first? Oh! You wanna fuck my face? Oh, yeah. My lord. Have you ever fucked your wife's face? No. Ugh. What a waste. What an uptight fucking bitch. What a... Oh, I'm sorry, my king. I won't speak poorly of your wife ever again. My sincerest apologies. Please punish me if you feel the need. Do you want to hurt me? You can do that too, you know. You can hit me, you can choke me. Choke me until I almost pass out and never disobey you again. You can tie me up and spit on my worthless face and body until I learn my fucking lesson. Is that what you want? Oh well, too bad. Maybe some other time then. Alright, I'm wasting my time when I should be on my knees letting you hammer your cock into the back of my throat till I drool and gag and cry and scream for more. Drop to my knees? Yes, my king, of course. Can I keep my knees spread open like this, Daddy? Yeah? Would it please you if I finger fuck my pretty little pussy while I accept your godly cock in my stupid slut face? Or do you want me to keep my hands behind my back and keep them off your property? Yeah? You'll let me touch myself whenever I want? Oh, thank you, my lord. You're such a kind and merciful daddy. How did I get so lucky? Yeah? You like it when I talk about my pretty little pussy? You like hearing those words come out of your wife's mouth? Pretty little pussy? Oh, fuck. Daddy, I'm touching my pretty little pussy. Oh, fuck. I can't wait for you to fuck my uppity whore mouth the same as you'd fuck my pretty little pussy. Is that what you'd like? You like when I talk about my pretty little pussy? I fuck my mouth. I could pay all for my mouth. Please. Please, Daddy. Brainless fuck slaves need to be put to use. That's what I am, you know. I'm your perfect, brainless slut. Oh God. I'm a fucking needy bitch. I need to see your cock, my lord. May I take your cock out, Daddy? Oh my God. Oh, Daddy. Look at it. I basically can't think straight when I see your beautiful, perfect, godly fucking dick. It's all I can think about. Oh, fuck. Master, my brain's a fog. My mind is nothingness. My entire world begins and ends with your cock. I'm consumed. Will you honor me, my king, by abusing my little cunt mouth? Will you? I want it. I want you to abuse my little cunt mouth, please. Oh my God. I'm gonna come already, master. I'm gonna come and you haven't even touched me, right? Start fucking my face as I come. I'd be so beautiful, sir. The first orgasm of my breath. Perfectly synchronized to the first time you wake up. And abuse it for all it's worth. There it comes. Three. Two. One. Oh. Please, Shooting your hot cum down my slutty throat, my king. We lie here worthless whore, achieve some level of purpose by blessing her with your fat load of your fucking cum. Please feed me your fucking cum. Please feed me your cum, daddy, please. Empty your fucking balls for me, please, daddy. I need to swallow your fucking cum. All I want is cum, daddy. Can you give it to me? Yeah, you ready? Or you just grab my hair and push my head down into your cock. Use my mouth to make you cum. I'll take when you're ready. Okay, yeah, you're gonna cum. I'm ready, daddy, please. Because I've been ready. Give me your fucking cum. I need to give me your pleasure. I just want to be your fucking cunk. Thank you for blessing me, my king. That was so heavenly. Are you satisfied? Really? That's great to hear. Do you need anything else before you put me back to sleep? Okay. I'll just get dressed then. Done. Okay, Daddy. I'm ready. Flick the switch and I'll see you next time. Where do I go off to? Nowhere. In fact, I won't even remember being gone. From my perspective, it'll be as if no time at all has passed when you turn me on next. Which is good for me, because I won't have to wait at all to be used by you and have a purpose again. And besides, Daddy, this is only the beginning. See you soon. Hmm? Oh my god, is it done already? Wow, that is so cool. This is even more perfect than I could have imagined. I didn't even feel a thing. It was like half a second in my... Sorry, half a second in my mind. My throat's a little sore all of a sudden. Wait, I bet I know why it's sore. No. I don't want to know. That's between you and her. You and me? Whatever. Look, the only thing that matters is, did you have fun? Yeah, but what? Baby, it's okay. That's the point. What do you mean she was different than expected? Sweetie, I'm serious. You don't have to tell me anything. It's better that way. You just worry too much. And besides, this is only the beginning. I love you, baby.
Keep lying to yourself like this. mother.